I can bring home the bacon fried up in a pan and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. 'Cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
I'm here with my good friends, Mirena Santiago and Sam Sherrod. They are the powers that be of Liberata Dance Theater, and they're offering a great workshop this Saturday regarding the summer solstice and Caribbean culture, and I'm really excited to have them on to talk about it. How are you?
Fine, and we are happy that you invited us to be part of the show. We're excited.
Yes, well, I have to let the audience know that I first met Mirena and Sam when they performed as part of Kairos Cafe for the Family Repertory Company, and we connected with them through Danielle Nicole Schaller from Dark Knight Productions, and you guys have heard from both of those theater companies here on the show, and I just absolutely loved watching the performance. And one of the things they did was they got everybody up to dance at the end of it. So I got to stand up and dance a little bit, which was so fun. And we instantly connected and knew that we would want to work together more in the future. And I'm really excited that we have this opportunity to talk about the workshops coming up. And I'm definitely hoping, I know that Mirena and Sam and I will be doing more together in the future as well. So it's really exciting
definitely,
to bring them here.
Definitely. And we saw you perform also. And we like your work. You're very
Thank you.
Talented.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So tell me a little bit. Let's actually talk about the workshop Saturday first, and then let's give a little bit of history of how you got to this point.
Okay. So this is our fourth annual summer solstice. You know, the Liberata Caribbean summer solstice, and this year we start with the yoga class, which I will be teaching. I'm a Hatha yoga teacher, and then we have a Zumba class, and then we have Haitian, and then also Rumba. Because it's, June is the Caribbean Heritage Month, so we're going to focus on so Caribbean dance, and also I will be focusing a little bit of the dance of Curacao, the culture of Curacao, because that's where I'm from. In between the workshop, we'll have some brief performances. You know, and
nice.
We'll talk a little bit about nutritional stuff too. You know, it'll be the summertime. Hopefully people will be more outside, more doing fitness stuff, eating healthy. So it's going to be a full package.
Wow, that sounds really great.
Thank you. So that's why we call it also spiritual mind-body connection. You know, so it's going to be a lot of fun. We have been doing it for the last 3 years. At different locations. This year we got this wonderful studio donated in Harlem, part of the Mist restaurant. Mist is what is it, Sam?
It's the Mist Studios, Image Studios. They have three studios, and we'll be in one Studio A. The nice thing about it is they have a restaurant, and we get 20% off brunch.
Oh, nice. So people that come can eat for 20% off when they come?
Yes.
Very nice. And I do want to just say that we do have 16th Street Studio A. So if anyone is able to attend this year, that's the location for the workshops. So that's really great.
It's not a 10 o'clock, but if people, if they're planning to come, like at the yoga class at 10, they should be come a little earlier naturally so we can sign them in, you know, from 10
right.
to 11.
Right. So what time will you be available to sign people in, about 9:30?
Like 9:30 or, yeah, we're going to be there at 9 to set up. But people come 9:30 or even before that, you know. And then people, and let's say somebody wants to only take the yoga class, fine. And after that, it's a little show. And after that, it's the Zumba. It's like a whole, like boot camp, the whole day, you know?
Great. So if somebody can't make it by 10, but they want to come at 11 for Zumba, they can do that too?
They can Zumba. And then they have at the other classes an hour later. So everything is like an hour later, you know? So what time
right,
is
right.
You know, yeah. so we'll see. And then the address is 46 West 116th Street. And it's
great.
Between Malcolm X Boulevard and Fifth Avenue in New York. And we're very thankful to Miss because they donated the space to us. We're very, very thrilled. You know,
oh, that's wonderful.
To do more work there in the future.
Great. Great. And so why do you choose the solstice as sort of what you want to celebrate each year?
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's just the beginning of the summer. And, you know, like a lot of our people are educated at the end of the school year. So every year we do it around the 21st, the 23rd of June. You know, time for celebration, even though you have to celebrate the whole year. But, you know, time to go outside after that, you know. So and again,
definitely.
We call it Caribbean because it's the Caribbean has its month. So we having Rumba dance, we have a traditional Haitian dance by a different teacher, and then my performance will focus a little bit about the history, heritage, and culture of the islands that I come from, Curacao.
Right, right. So tell us a little bit about, you know, how Liberatas came about and the connections with Curacao and the Caribbean.
Okay, I'm originally from Curacao, I'm born in Bonaire, the ABC Islands. We are very closely located to South America. And then Liberata is the second name of my mother. And my mother was born on August 17th. It's the date that a big slave rebellion started in Curacao, 200 years prior, naturally. And then when she passed on, it was the day when the people that started the slave rebellion were killed. And I'm saying, wow, that's like, and her second name is Liberata, Julieta Liberata. I said, that's a very spiritual name. It has to do with freedom, you know? And growing up in a colonial place like Curacao, like the islands, Curacao is like an independent part of the Dutch colony, you don't learn much about yourself. You know how it is growing up in a colonial place, learn more about the, like the European nations. And people always ask me about Curacao, or what are you? What do you speak? Are you from Brazil? Are you from France? Did you live in Israel? Did you live in Nigeria? You asking this. And I'm like, you know what? Through people asking me questions, I started to do more research about where I come from. You understand what I'm saying? And I said, you know what? It's time to be, it's a liberated thing, you know? So I decided to call the company Liberata. And the motto of our company is reclaiming history, because we're doing pieces that relates to the Caribbean, African American, the diaspora, just to learn more about our people. You understand?
Yes.
And then the second part of the motto is reinvigorating life. We do pieces that relate to all of us. You know, I do things on current events or things that relate to any group or any, it can be something on nature, something on war, something with migration. Like I wrote a piece on immigration. I wrote a piece on construction. And it's funny, often I write the things and then the things happen afterwards. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I have a lot of things that I wrote. So that is related to all of us. So my company is like not solely Caribbean or African American, but it relates to any culture, you know, depending on the project that I write, you know.
That's what I loved about the piece that I first saw, was that I believe you were celebrating Women's Month, and so you focused a little bit on African and Caribbean culture, but then you really took it through just kind of a woman's journey through all the different cultures, and that's what I thought was really beautiful about it. You made sure
and guess what? As you know, we're all connected.
Yes.
we're more similar than we're different, you know? So,
absolutely true. And I think today more than ever, we need to remind everybody that we're more similar than different.
So that's why the journey started then growing up in the Caribbean. And then I went to school in Holland. I went to Dance Academy where I lived for 7 years, where I performed also. And then I came to New York. I got a grant to come to study here many years ago. And I'm here, you know. I'm still
beautiful.
Here. the things that I got the chance to learn, to experience in New York. And then I've danced in many different companies. I taught all over the place. But then you get to the point that, you know, you want to do your own thing, because writing has always been my passion. And I call myself word passionista. You know, like people said, I have a lot of things that I wrote, but I didn't say I'm not a writer. I'm a writer. But people tell me to bundle my work. I say, oh, eventually, I'll write just from the heart. If people like it, okay. If they don't, it's just how I feel. So that's why now I mix them, my passion of dance and it's writing, and then depending on the piece, it becomes a multi-disciplinary piece. You know, we use visual art, we use definitely music, spoken word, poetry, you know. And then, depending on the project, we're using different generations, you know. And,
And then we
use professional people, but sometimes we use people that love to be, they love to perform, and they love to be in the piece, and they have a good attitude. I might choose them to be part of the show, you know.
Yes,
so this was
which
happening.
Is wonderful.
When we started with the company, when did we start with the company? We started in 2005. We became a not-for-profit, you know.
Wow,
and
yeah.
We were able to get some grants. We're lucky to get a few grants. And the same thing I bring to the South since the 1970s. I've been teaching there every summer I go. And we develop a Liberata Dance Theater Curaçao connection. So the same thing I do every summer. I go, I do workshops there, and it becomes a dance performance piece, dance theater piece. You know, so
great.
I get the kids to speak, I get the, you know, the different generations to work together. And again, depending on what's going on, often in Curaçao, I write a piece about, or something going on in the world. Something happens.
Yes.
Throughout the summer, and then you perform at the end of the workshop.
Beautiful, beautiful. Marina, I'm going to take a quick pause to say thank you for our sponsors today, and then I want to hear a little bit more about what Liberata does.
Let's take a moment to give a shout out to our great sponsors, Safety Bags, StadiumBags.com, and Tracy's Healthy Habits, and to share a grieving father's thoughts in support of his kind campaign to raise awareness of the tragedies that bullying can lead to.
Hi, it's Dori DiCarlo, founder of Safety Bags, Inc., a line of clear bags and backpacks there to assist with safety issues in schools, offices, airports, different workplaces, public venues, and sports arenas. Both professional and college sports have now adopted a clear bag policy. Anything larger than the palm of your hand has to be clear. With that in mind, we've launched StadiumBags.com for the dedicated sports fan and more. We've been featured on GMA's Deals and Steals, on AsSeenOnTV.pro with Kevin Harrington, the original shark from Shark Tank, Worldwide Business with Kathy Ireland, InStyle TV, and more. Our clear mini backpack, mini messenger bag, and tote bag in four colors meet the size requirements for both pro and college sports. You can visit us at StadiumBags.com, and you'll see why we're the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
Do you have health goals you can't reach? Tried and failed every plan or gained back what you lost? Every diet works while you follow it, but until you are more mindful of your habits and relationship to nutrition and fitness, you will never maintain a healthy weight. Imagine reaching optimal health, high energy, free and easy breathing, and maybe less time with doctors and medications. I lost 75 pounds 4 years ago and became a certified health coach to pay forward the habits of health. Contact me at tracyshealthyhabits@gmail.com for a free no-obligation health assessment. We will explore your goals and what optimal health looks like for you. If you are a good fit for our program, my coaching is always free. Become the best you you can be at Tracy's Healthy Habits. That's TRACIS healthyhabits@gmail.com.
Fly high, my angel. These are four words I never thought I'd have to say about my daughter. As the father of three beautiful daughters, I thought everything was perfect. Samantha, Juliana, and Amelia were my life. Depression, caused by relentless bullying, ate at my daughter Juliana. On January 8th of this year, she took her life. Bullying has consequences, and I really don't want any other family to have to go through this. It's an epidemic that has to be rectified. Fly high, my angel, Juliana. You're always in my heart.
Join them on Facebook. Juliana Caraturo Kind Campaign. That's JULIANNACARATURO-KIND Campaign. Thank you.
And I'm back, and we're having such a great time talking with Marina and Sam about everything that the Liberata Dance Theater does. So you were just talking about how you go back to Curacao every year. What else does your company do all year? So you're here in the United States, you're there in Curacao. Do you do other traveling? What other types of...
Yeah, throughout the year we try to do Black History Month. You know, I like to work with different things going on. So Black History Month, Women History Month. Sometimes we try to do Earth Day. You know, certain things are going on in the year. Then we go to Curacao to do, like I said, in the summertime working with different people there, with different generations. And we have also a not-for-profit in Curacao. And then at the end of the year, we always like have a performance. Like we have a performance coming up the end of this year called Season of Inner Light. So we do things, you know, two or three things throughout the year.
And Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa, I've been invited for the last 4 or 5 years at a particular church here to write a piece on Kwanzaa. And it becomes, again, a spoken word and dance. You know, that's the way I work. So we do 3 or 4 things throughout the year and then going to the Caribbean. And then there are times, like one year we went together to the Gambia. And there, again, I performed with some young people there. I wrote a piece, and then the kids picked it up. It was amazing. In 1 week time, I'm crazy, the children learned the word. Each of them got 2 or 3 sentences. And then I told them to, if they can say it, in that country they learn English too, if they can say it either in Wolof or in Mandingo. And then we, at the hotel that we stayed, at the beach, they gave us the space to perform at the beach. It became so beautiful. It was so emotional to hear these children. They were like at least 15 kids. I divided them in like maybe 3 groups, one to give them leadership. This is the leader of this group, this is the leader. I didn't have to get consent of the parents. I met them at the party of this kid I was paying school for, and I saw them how they were moving. So I asked them if they want to participate in something. The next day, they came on their own between maybe 7 to 16 years old. They lived in the same village, but they had to take the bus. So they came together, and I told them for the performance, wear flowing material. They just came with their material, a hat wrap, and learned the lines. And then I gave them some steps, then I let them go, do their own thing. And we have them on tape. It's beautiful. And we did it at the beach, and in the end, you see the Atlantic Ocean. And my God, it was beautiful. It was a beautiful piece. So, you know, we would like to work in different countries also, you know. But right now, I'm focused in the Caribbean. Hopefully, I can do more things, you know, different places, like in Holland, where I live for 7 years, where I have family. I went there last November, and then this lady heard my poems, and she would like me to come back and do some work there because I used to work there. So eventually we'll spread out to different other places.
Right, right. So you said you lived in Harlem for 7 years. That's where you live now, or where are you now?
No, in Holland. In Holland? In Holland.
Yes.
In Europe. I lived there for 7 years.
You lived in Holland, you said. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, so you've been there too. Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. I have family there in Holland and Italy. So, you know, I visit pretty often, and I used to go back to teach, you know, there. So hopefully to go back to do some work there also, you know.
Great. And where are you based out of now?
In Manhattan.
Yes. Oh, that's excellent, because I have to be honest with you, I have also always been very attracted to doing theater projects the way you're talking about how you did that project, you know, where you just get a group of kids together and you may be teaching them some things, but that they really take ownership of the project and they sort of create it.
Definitely. It was amazing. The fact, like, I didn't have to, you know, the parents knew, but they came on their own with groups, you know, and at the end I gave them, like, money, take the bus, drink some juice. I mean, the piece, it looked beautiful. In 1 week time, the children learned the words. I mean, you know, it often takes some of us, some of professors, to learn things, but they were made. And then say it in English. Some of them, I said, tell them, say it also in your language, you know. So it was very touching, you know. And then I do that in the Caribbean, in Curacao also, with the youth, and then with people of different ages. Again, depending on the project, we have a mixture of different generations working together.
Yes.
Because that's what Liberata is about. You know, and Liberata is liberty, freedom. So I feel like liberated now, you know, through doing the research and share it with the world, you know.
Absolutely. Oh, so beautiful. I love it. So what else do you want us to know today before we, we're definitely going to do some follow-up after the workshops to get some feedback on how they went and everything else. And obviously, do you have anything else that's planned yet? Or this is
This performance for the end of the year called Season of Inner Light. That's what I wrote a proposal for, and that's what we're going to work on when we return from Curacao, start rehearsing. Hopefully we get a grant, and if we don't get a grant, we still will do it. We have different places that we have in mind. We have already the theater we're going to do it, but we'll want to do it hopefully at MIST and other places. So that's what we're going to work on for the fall, Season of Inner Light. We talk about the inner, not... You know, it's talk, and hopefully you're going to be in it.
I hope so. I was just going to say, I hope I'm invited because this sounds really wonderful.
Yeah. It's about not just the time of giving material gifts, but giving a light of yourself, your inner light. You know, passing things on to each other. And I got inspired by the Olympic torch. When I saw that lightning, the lighting of the torch, I had this image that the sparkles went all over near and far, and everybody got that light that they can share with each other. And also what's going on right now in the world, you know, on the board. I feel like everybody has something to give to each other. So I feel like the people are walking, you know, part of the peace, and I need to develop it, but meeting and we sharing lights with each other. You know what I'm saying? Light of
peace,
light of love, light of this. But it becomes a whole theatrical piece is what I have in my mind. So called the Season of Inner Lights. You know, you can live in the desert, but you can still share with somebody that has maybe a very so-called poor person, can share with somebody that's so-called very rich. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a very different nations will be. I have a Native American. I want somebody that plays the didgeridoo to be part of it. And maybe something typical from Europe. So just from different countries. I will invite some people and then some actors and dancers I have in my mind. So I'm busy writing it and hopefully work with Dark Knight and La Familia on this. And I think it's going to be beautiful. Yeah, I think so.
Beautiful.
So this is thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you.
So make sure we know. We'll definitely have links and everything up with the show and on our website, but let people know how to find you, your website, your Facebook, and then, as I said, we'll definitely be sharing as this goes further because I'm sure we'll have people who'd love to get involved in this Inner Light project. That sounds like a really wonderful, like, whole entire community project. So
Can I say something else, Tracy?
Of course, please.
Somebody in the future that want to work with us, if they are down to earth and they want to, you know, they're professional people but down to earth, they don't give me too much drama, you know, like to maybe they want to be part of the board, maybe they want to volunteer, and maybe they want to perform with us, they can, you know, contact us and we'll see how it works, you know, and
absolutely.
So we have some wonderful directors that worked with us before. We had wonderful actors and dancers, and we want to keep growing with wonderful people. And we pay
absolutely.
When we have the money.
Absolutely, and you know, and that's what all of us do. You know, we do it for love, and then hopefully, if sometimes we can get some money, that's nice too. But you know,
yes,
we do it for love.
Yes.
So go ahead, please, and give your website and your Facebook, and we'll say goodbye for today. But we will definitely be hearing more from Liberata Dance Theater in the future.
Mm-hmm. So you want me to give the website again?
Yes, please.
It's on www.liberatadt.blogspot.com.
Great.
And we have, if people want some YouTube performances, you can see some of our work on YouTube.
You know, oh, great. And again, just search for Liberata on YouTube.
Liberata Dance Theater.
Yeah, and I know that on Facebook, no, I think your page is also Liberata Dance Theater, right?
Okay. No. Yeah, but I said it right. On liberatadt.blogspot.com. Okay?
Okay. Beautiful. All right, and we will have links to all of this connected with the show, so people can just click on it if they didn't have a chance to write it down. Marina and Sam, thank you so much for sharing with us today. I'm hoping that I will see you for at least part of the day on Saturday, and that we'll have much more to talk about in the future.
Thank you for the invitation, Tracy. We feel very honored to be part of your program. You're doing wonderful work, and if you can make it wonderful, otherwise we stay in touch for future projects.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Make it a great day.
You too.
I want to thank Mirena and Sam for joining us such at the last minute so that we could share the information about tomorrow's workshops. I want to give some more detail. Again, those workshops are tomorrow, Saturday, June 23rd, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at MIST in Harlem. That's MIST at 46 West 116th Street, 46 West 116th Street between Malcolm X Boulevard and Fifth Avenue. And that's in Studio A. And it's the Liberata Dance Theater's Caribbean Summer Solstice, Summer 2018. Treat yourself to a spiritual mind-body connection. Just to give you all the details of how the day is going to go, the fee for walk-ins is $15 per class or $45 for all three. There is limited space, first come, first serve. And the suggestion is to get there about 9:30 to sign up if you're going to take the 10 a.m. yoga class. It is possible to take individual classes. So from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. is Hatha Yoga, instructed by Mirena Santiago. Then there will be a brief dance demonstration. From 11:15 to 12:15 is Zumba Aerobics, instructed by Carrie C. Ewan and Tamika Myers. There will be a hot Zumba music mix. There'll be another brief dance presentation. Then from 12:30 to 1:30, it's the Haitian Dance Roomba Dance Party with live drumming, instructed by Mona Estimi, Amira, and Stevie Insua. And then there will be one final demonstration at the end of the day. We will have all the information posted on our site. This is a fundraising event. Liberata Dance Theater is a nonprofit, so your fees for the class would actually be considered a 100% tax-deductible donation. You can go to www.liberatadt.blogspot.com. That's liberatadt.blogspot.com. Or you can call 917-324-9369. That's 917-324-9369 for more information. It is suggested if you're taking yoga to bring a mat, towel, socks, and long sleeves. There will be juices and waters for sale. And also the restaurant there in the building is giving 20% off brunch that day for any participants in the Liberata Dance Theater workshops. They have an a la carte menu with regular prices, and you can get 20% off that if you participate. I also want to remind everybody that G Squared Productions also has the next Evening with Julia and Friends, also tomorrow night, Saturday, June 23rd. That is at 353 Studios at 353 West 48th Street on the second floor. And that will be five new plays, including two by our friend Julia Genoveva. Marvin Camille Valentine and myself are some of the actors who will be participating. So hopefully some of you can join us there as well. I hope you have a really wonderful weekend. It seems that summer is in fact finally here. And enjoy some of the beautiful weather. Be with people you love. Be happy, be healthy, and most importantly, be yourself. We've really seen this week how together we can make a difference. Be there for your friends, be kind, listen to each other, check in with each other, and make today a great day. Thank you, everybody.